if you're not wealthy or you're not healthy, what do you believe about those things? The beliefs that you have will create the outcomes that you get. Your ability to achieve is only limited by your ability to believe. I want to talk about this today. It's the greatest superpower that we have as humans that I believe, and it's called belief. It's our ability to believe in a vision and expect it to happen. And so just for a little context, every year at the beginning of the year, I try to pick a word that is like the guiding emphasis for the year. And for me this year, the word was belief. And I started to dig into it, and such a powerful word. Belief is the difference between a great life and a miserable life. Your belief around money is what keeps you from making it or making a lot of it. Your belief around fitness and health and what you have to eat and want to eat and what you do is keeping you from achieving those goals or not achieving those goals. Your belief around circumstances is the difference between enjoyment and misery. And so it's just super powerful. In fact, the Bible says that multiple times, anything is possible for those that believe. I've taken that for granted many times, right? But if you really dig into it, like it says, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. Not it may be yours, it will be yours. If you don't doubt in your heart, but you believe that what you say will happen, it will be done for you. Will, not may. It's just so powerful and you just can't take it for granted. For a long time, I did. And the key is actual belief though. How do we get actual belief where there's no doubt, where it's genuine, true belief? And so for me, I kind of like did some thinking about how I think about my belief system. And I'm going to break down this word a little bit from how I see it. And see if these allow for you to apply this better in your life, because I have in mind, right? So I've broken down the word belief into three layers that I want to share. So the first layer is your belief system, all right? And so these are the things that you believe about yourself, about the world, about others, about God, about anything, right? Your belief system actually will make you happy or miserable, right? It'll make you hopeful, or it'll make you doubtful. And get this, it'll also make you successful or it'll make you unsuccessful. All right, that's all inside of your belief system. The key to success in anything is belief. And for me, I've worked with almost 1,000 businesses, maybe even more over my lifetime. And I've seen all sorts of products, all sorts of business models. And what's really fascinating is the number one thing that I've learned as being a commonality for success is not business model, it's not product, it's not circumstance, it's not timing, it's not money, it's not resources, it's not any of those things. It's crazy. The number one commonality of success is the belief that the leader has. The belief in the vision and the commitment to the outcome, it's actually a decision by that person. And that's it. Or a decision by a team, but it's the belief. And it's amazing. I've seen really like great business models fail because it didn't have that. And I've seen really like questionable business models or questionable products, at least from my standpoint, succeed simply based on the belief of the leadership and the commitment. And so it's just so powerful. So you can apply this in your own life, right? If you're not wealthy or you're not healthy, what do you believe about those things, right? The beliefs that you have will create the outcomes that you get. I have a mentor who says, your ability to achieve is only limited by your ability to believe. And I think that's absolutely true in my life. It's super powerful. So the first layer is your belief system. The second layer is belief in who you are. This aspect of belief pertains more to what you think about yourself. That directly results in what you do, like the actions that you take. And then those actions directly result in the results that you get or the outcomes that you get. And so if you're getting poor results, you're probably taking poor actions. And if you're taking poor actions, it's probably because you believe something about yourself that needs to be adjusted or something about the situation that needs to be adjusted? Do you believe that you can do the thing you need to do or not, right? The hard thing. Do you believe you're the person that can expect to see the result that you want or not? Do you believe that you're the person that can do hard work to get healthy or wealthy and lead people or not? The key here is where you get your belief in yourself, also known as your identity, right? That's kind of the core of this. It's like, where do you get that belief in yourself? Where do you get that identity? Because lack of belief means you think poorly of yourself and you may get poor results because of that. But fabricated belief, right? Exaggerated fabricated belief may result in you being arrogant. And no one likes someone who's arrogant. And by the way, when you're arrogant and prideful, that may sometimes work in the short term, but it ends up being unfulfilling and producing poor results in the end, right? Or even in the mid to long term. What's the middle ground between in how you can have a strong belief in who you are, who your identity is, and that you should expect certain things without having a lack of belief or having a fabricated, over-exaggerated belief, right? Because your belief has to be genuine. It has to be in who you are, and that comes from getting your identity from, at least in my perspective, from getting your identity from the person who created you. Understanding the mission that you have on this planet and having and believing that the person who created you wants you to be happy, healthy, and successful. Because happy doesn't mean easy, right? Like successful doesn't mean easy. It may mean that you have to do a lot of hard things to get there. But that creator, I believe, wants you to be happy, healthy, and successful. And that's where you get your identity from. So I call this idea simply owning your greatness. Okay, so you have greatness, whoever you are. You're made supernaturally. You do supernatural things. We all take them for granted, but we all do supernatural things, right? We think of things, right? We envision that we want to do something and then we poof, make it happen, right? Like, so we have supernatural ability, which we take for granted. We have unique talents and really great talents that we may not take full advantage of, right? So you need to own that greatness. Find the greatness and own it confidently, and then do it in kindness with the knowledge that you're under God and you're not God. Because then you'll do it without arrogance, but you'll also have a strong belief in who you are and you'll be secure in that. So the bottom line is, if you're going to change your situation and be more successful, you need to change what you believe about yourself for the better. And to do that, you need to get to the core of your identity and get to a genuine understanding of what your unique greatness is. All right, so that's the second level of belief in who you are. And then the third level of belief is belief in your promises. And this is an interesting one. For me, I believe God has promised many things to the people who follow him, right? And I don't believe that that's poverty and heartache. It doesn't mean it's easy, but I don't believe he's promised poverty and heartache. I believe this is success and health, but that's not without hardships and challenges, right? And so when it comes to how all that works, just like gravity, there are certain principles in this world that work every time, no matter who you are. And I'll actually talk more about these in another video. But understanding those principles and following those principles will help you create a successful life. The problem is most people or many people who are not getting the right results are working against those principles, like working against gravity, and you don't even realize it. But deeper than this is even understanding what your unique mission is and the purpose for your life. And we all have that because we're all made differently. We all have different talents. And part of life is actually searching for that vision and that mission, right? And that search for your purpose doesn't have to be altruistic, doesn't have to be grand. It's personal, but it's for you. And I'll actually get into some tactics on how to find your purpose separately. But the point is, you have to search for it, because when you get it, when you get a taste for it and you continue to pursue it, then you start to realize that that purpose that you believe is your purpose is actually a promise. And when you can find that promise, that mission and vision, it becomes something that you can actually rely on. Okay. And so now as you're operating through life, you don't have to worry about this and that because you know you have a promise and that promise is this thing, right? I'm supposed to be doing this thing. And as long as I'm doing that thing and aligning with all the other principles that are in the world, that are the success principles, then I have the confidence protection in everything I do. And so that's the third layer, which is belief in your promises. And when I say your promises, I mean your personal promises that God has promised you. Look, belief is so powerful and it's truly the difference between where you are and where you want to be. And that sounds so cliche, but it's really the truth when you really break it down. In fact, it's actually why you're where you currently are, right? You just may not know it. It's based on your beliefs. There's this concept that you get what you expect, not what you deserve. And that comes from your belief system. And so hopefully you take this and use it to your advantage. I hope it was helpful. Thanks, and never stop growing.